From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The top American diplomat seeks an agreement with Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will have to reach an agreement with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to enable a political transition of power and to bring a stop to the five-year-old civil war that has left thousands of people dead. Kerry spoke Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation. He did not specify during an interview what the terms of a potential agreement with Assad could include. With another round of nuclear talks to begin this week between the United States and Iran, Secretary Kerry also told the interviewer that obstacles to an agreement are largely political rather than technical. He will meet in Switzerland with his counterpart from Iran, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in the next round of talks on the future of Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, speaking on CNN, U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issued a statement criticizing the talk, saying President Barack Obama is on the cusp of what he called a very bad deal with Iran. 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. U.S. officials say the individuals will be housed near the University of Nebraska Medical Center, the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, or Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. On Friday, a U.S. healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone arrived at the NIH for treatment. Two suicide bombings outside Christian churches in the Pakistani city of Lahore have killed at least 15 people. Another 70 people were wounded. Many of those are said to be in critical condition. This is VOA News. An elderly nun in the eastern Indian state of West Bengal is recovering from a gang rape at a Christian school. Police say she was attacked Saturday while trying to stop a group of men from robbing a missionary school northeast of Kolkata. The nun, who is believed to be in her 70s, was admitted to the hospital in serious condition. Christian leaders joined students and teachers in condemning the attack while urging police to move quickly to arrest the suspects. Those responsible remain at large. A U.S. delegation is traveling to Cuba for a third round of talks on reestablishing diplomatic relations and easing economic and travel sanctions. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson is heading the U.S. delegation. Josefina Vidal is the chief of the Cuban Foreign Ministry's U.S. division.
So you can reestablish relations and then go on to the next step of opening embassies. So what we are saying, yes, it's not a precondition, it's not a condition, but what we say is that an important, very important issue for Cuba, I can say that it's a priority for Cuba.
Talks between the U.S. and Cuban governments began earlier this year following an initiative announced by President Barack Obama. Tensions between China and Myanmar are running high after a Myanmar military aircraft dropped a bomb in Chinese territory, killing four sugarcane farmers and wounding nine. China says the Myanmar military is to blame, but the Myanmar government says no bombs from its aircraft have fallen in Chinese territory. Myanmar argues that ethnic rebels it is fighting in the north may have fired into China to create a misunderstanding, but rebel fighters do not have any aircraft. Earlier in the week, China called on Myanmar to lower the temperature along the Chinese border in southern Yunnan province, where the fighting has been going on for more than a month, causing tens of thousands to flee into China. Officials say at least 42 people died Saturday in southern Brazil when a bus plunged off a cliff. Authorities have warned the death toll at the crash site in Santa Catarina State could rise. Rescue workers say at least six survivors have been pulled from the wooded ravine where the bus landed. The reason for the crash was not immediately clear. Sierra Leone President Ernest Bai Koroma says Vice President Samuel Samsumana should not fear for his life or feel threatened. Samsumana went into hiding after his guards were suddenly disarmed and replaced without his knowledge or approval. He earlier had been expelled from the ruling All People's Congress after being accused of fomenting violence and seeking to establish a new party. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.